Weather conditions across the lower Midwest will deteriorate as we go through the night tonight and into the day tomorrow as our first of two storm systems marches across the region. This storm system is not going to be a heavy rain producer, but it's moisture that's going to occur off on top of already wet soil conditions, and so the end result will be some further delay in getting into the fields. But the unfortunate part is it's going to be followed by yet another storm system, and that one will be larger in size and have much more impact on the Midwest. That event will occur Thursday into Friday, and we'll expect it to produce some 1 to 2 inch amounts of rainfall across the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest, while some heavy snows fall across some of the region from Nebraska into Wisconsin. The storm system will leave behind very wet soil and no opportunity to get into the fields for a while. We will see some drying take place as we go into the weekend, but another cool air mass coming southeastward out of Canada promises to bring some additional precipitation to the region and also drop temperatures more notably across the area. Some of the computer forecast models today have suggested a new low pressure center will form on the central Gulf of Mexico coast, and it will move to the northeast up the Atlantic seaboard as we go through the early part of next week. The storm is advertised to be large enough that some precipitation will fall in Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, keeping some of those areas quite wet as well. The storm system is probably overdone, and I think future model runs will reduce the size of this event, but the bottom line is that we will see enough cool air across the Midwest during the first half of next week to restrict the drying rates across the area, and that will put us in a position of further delay in getting into fields. There will be some drier and warmer weather occurring in the second half of next week going into the following weekend. That'll be a time that everybody will be waiting for with bated breath. As far as the precipitation potentials in hard red winter wheat country are concerned, those areas are not likely to see much precipitation, at least not in the southwest plains from west Texas into southwestern Kansas. Those areas will have to wait until the period, probably the 11th through the 13th, for a significant amount of moisture. With that said, though, the storm system that's expected tomorrow into Friday will also produce some moisture in Nebraska, northeast Colorado, and the easternmost portions of Kansas and Oklahoma, offering an opportunity for some moistening of the soil there. But as far as the western High Plains region is concerned, they'll have to wait much longer in time before they see better precipitation. Our temperatures today will contrast sharply from 20s and 30s for highs in the Dakotas and Minnesota, where that heavy snow event occurred yesterday, to readings in the 60s and perhaps even a few lower 70s in the Ohio River Valley. Cooler air will work its way slowly to the southeast, but it looks like the Ohio River Valley probably won't see a significant amount of cool-off for a while. There will be another storm system forming across the southwestern portions of the Corn Belt as we move into Wednesday night and Thursday. That'll bring more warm air northward temporarily, so 70-degree highs may occur for Wednesday and Thursday across the lower eastern parts of the Midwest, while 30 and 40-degree readings occur in the northwestern parts of the region. As we get into the weekend, though, the temperatures will turn cooler in most areas. Saturday's highs will be in the 40s north and 50s in the south. It looks like our low temperatures across the Midwest will contrast tonight with readings in the teens and 20s in the far northwest, while we stay in the 40s, perhaps even some lower 50s from Missouri into the Ohio River Valley. The warmth in the lower eastern Midwest will likely continue as we move into Thursday and Friday mornings, but then after that it will cool down. We'll see temperatures in the 30s as we get to Sunday morning. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.